What's going on, Drinking Buddies? Brand new podcast coming right at you. But you know what we got to do first? We got to talk about those things that generate a little revenue. First and foremost, we are brought to you by the Patreon at patreon.com/Matt Slayer. You know you can support this show for as little as $3 a month. Less than the cost of a beer. For a little bit more. Just a touch more. You can get this audio ad free. You can get the video versions early. You can get some bonus content. All sorts of stuff on the Patreon. So please, come help support the show at patreon.com/Matt Slayer. We are also brought to you by the merch store at anwt.net/merch. Get yourself a rad hat, an awesome t-shirt, support the show, show the world that you're one of my drinking buddies at anwt.net/merch. Some new designs should be coming down the pipe real soon. We are also brought to you this week by our friends at Casa Anika. Casa Anika is a wellness brand. Yeah, we're going to say wellness brand for monetization purposes. The kind of wellness that vibrates and lubricates, if you get my gist. Go to casa-anika.com. And if you use promo code ANWD at checkout, you can get 15% off all orders. And any orders over $100 get free shipping in the continental United States. Improve your life. Go to Casa Anika. Easiest way you can support this podcast. It's twofold. One, if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, go to youtube.com/andnowwedrink and subscribe. It costs you nothing. You get the video versions, you get the clips, you get the bonus content. How could you go wrong? Secondly, it's also super easy. Signal boost. Tell your friends. Share social media. Just let the world know about the show. Appreciate the hell out of all you drinking buddies. Let's get on with it. Better late than never, you know what it is. It's time for the annual Anna Deville and Peter Warren episode. Woo! Chaotic as ever. This episode's just chaotic as ever. Always fun to have Anna and Peter in. If you've been here for the previous installments, you know what to expect. So sit back, relax, pop a cold one, and enjoy Drinking Buddies. Going on, guys.
Wow, that was such an abrupt beginning.
That was a loud clap.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Even I don't have headphones on, or, you know, headphones, but sounded loud.
You give me your headphones.
No, I think my hair looks better without them, so we'll just keep them off.
I don't think she wants to hear herself.
I don't actually, you're right.
So no, she doesn't.
So we're just gonna leave it like this.
The problem with the current upgrades, like, this is all set up for two people these days, and it's like.
But how is that an upgrade?
Better cameras and.
Does that mean if it's, I must look worse on a better camera? No. I'm going to start with a very vain question because Peter made me very insecure before we came here. I was getting ready and I did my makeup and I went out to where he was sitting on the chair and there was a light hanging over and I put my face in the light and I was like, Peter, how does it look? And he was like, oh. And I was like, that's not the reaction.
She's leaving an important part of the story.
Okay. Out,
which is that first I saw what she looked like, and it was very muted. She hadn't put on all these colors and stuff.
No, I had to put on all the color. The only thing that I put on was the lipstick.
Well, I maybe it was just the lipstick that really popped or something.
And I think I wasn't more muted. Like, I wasn't directly under the light, but now we're directly under light. So I think that I'm insecure.
Probably that. And she was like, do I look fine? I said, yeah, you look fine.
No, he went, ugh.
No. This is the first time you asked me.
Yes.
And then you went into the bathroom for like 2 seconds and you came back out and you looked like this. And I was like, whoa,
I did. I only did my.
It was like a dramatic change from what I had just seen like 30 seconds ago.
I only did my lipstick. That's the only thing that I changed between those like two times, that one time. And like I said, just like that reaction is not what I'm going for. So
I think you look amazing.
Okay. Thank you.
Just, you got to remember, Peter's been doing staring at nothing but genitals. He can't identify human faces anymore.
That's right.
He's just been staring at genitals for the last month and a half.
Okay, so you're...
month and a half. I wish it just month and a half.
No, I'm just saying, he's just... He's like, oh, that's a human face. You look great.
I don't know how to relate to faces.
He's like...
Okay. A bit odd.
I mean, Peter's in an odd job.
That's right.
Aren't we all?
Fair. Fair. But you and I don't have to watch mountains of porn every year.
That's true.
Right.
Does it still come in giant boxes of DVDs like it used to?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's cool. I'm glad that we still have that. No, I think so.
Well, I'm cool.
Shake your head.
I'm cool. I mean, it's cool that shit is released on DVD. It's not cool when you're voting on the awards and you have a literal fucking porn box fortress.
It's nothing like it used to be, but...
But a fortress is cool, regardless of what it's built out of. You know, it's like you're building it out of, like, your furniture, like your couch, like, cushions and stuff. It's fun. You can put a blanket over it.
We got into fortresses somehow.
But till...
He said fortress.
Literally, when Steve lived here, that back corner was all just porn DVD boxes, and we didn't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
You never made a fortress?
How it used to be. Not so much anymore, but there are still DVDs that are sent out to the voters.
But it's not like...
Not like it once was.
Yeah. Every year it was just like, okay, well, cool. Half the apartment is going to be occupied by porn DVDs now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a...
Oh, half his apartment is occupied by like DVDs anyways.
Well, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Not just porn, but just like he has a lot of DVDs.
I actually have an entire porn shed full of porn DVDs on my property.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
Yes, you have. You just...
Oh, have I? I forgot.
Are you just not showing any of your favorites?
That must be it.
It's just, you know, it's just a very large shed full of porn.
Yeah, but like when you bring someone over, you have to show them your library, right?
Yeah, well,
I don't even want to go in there myself, much less bring her in there.
Why is it like haunted?
Yes,
it could be. For all I know,
we could have like a séance in there and see like how many people have like left the industry if they have anything to say.
A lot, 90% of them or so.
I'm sure they have a lot to say.
I mean, for fuck's sake, in your time, in how many people of your contemporaries when you started are still here?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, okay.
I know how many people were gone from me and the other old man.
That's so, honestly, I'm so out of touch with people that started with me. It's like, I don't think many of them, at least like the names that I remember from when I lived here, but it's just like, I'm so out of touch with everyone now. I have a few friends still that I like talk to, but I don't know like who is still here from like almost 9 years ago.
A lot of people are gone.
Yeah. That's the nature of the business. But there's two different classes. There's the ones, you know, who are kind of here for a couple of years and then they float. And then there's the lifers.
Am I a lifer yet?
Oh, yeah.
You're getting there for sure.
Pederosi once said to me, like, once you're in 10 years, you get a gold watch.
Okay, so I got almost like a year, a little bit more than a year.
I mean, at the point
then I get a gold watch. That would be cool.
I'll let Federosi know to put
like
the order in.
I would like the Cartier watch. Like, I forget, what is the Tank watch? Like this one? But Cartier, that would be cool. I'll accept that on my 10-year anniversary.
AVN, do that for her.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Thanks.
Get right on it.
Well, you got about a year now to save up and honor me, so.
Right. Honor her, Peter. What the fuck?
Yeah. I kept telling him, I was like, I have the world record for DAP scenes and like TAP scenes. I should get some kind of recognition for that, I think.
That's a lifetime achievement.
And I've had that record for like a few years now. And I will improve on it and add to it.
I'm going to leave it to somebody else to start the porno book of world records.
The porno leaderboards.
Yeah.
There should be something like that.
I mean, there should be. I'm just saying I'm not going to do it.
But you're a living historian, Peter.
Who else would be better to do it?
I don't know.
Who has consumed more porn than you at this point?
Very few people.
Right.
But he avoids my work anyways, so.
That's not true. I don't avoid your work.
It's just not your thing.
It's not my thing.
No. He's just not sexually aroused by your work.
A lot of people aren't, I understand. But there are those few that are loyal, so I appreciate them.
Oh, they're not only loyal, they're fanatical.
Yeah.
Like, I get people throughout the year being like, so when's Anna coming back on again? Like, dude, she doesn't live in the States. Well, I can't just be like, summon her from fucking Prague.
People just honestly don't understand locations at all. People ask, it's like, are you here or are you here? And it's like, no. Like, I don't have plans to go here. I don't live there. Like, why do you think I'm going to show up in this random area?
Americans don't understand geography. It's kind of...
That's true.
Well, I think it has to do with, like, you know, like, the conventions and expos, too. Because a lot of, like, girls do show up to those or do, like, their feature dancing or whatever. And I don't do any of those things. So I understand why someone might ask if I'm going to be here at this time. But...
Yeah, but you're a European...
Most of the time, I'm not.
You're a European performer at this point. Like...
But even so, like, Venus and, like, you know, stuff like that or, like, Aerofest, it's, like... I'll go to, like, Czech Aerofest in Prague, but I don't go to, like, any other conventions besides that. And then I've been to Expos Europa, like, couple times. And then AVN. I make it here or to Vegas every year.
Peter's already checking his watch. He's counting the minutes to AVN. He's just like, oh, it starts in a matter of days. I think this is the first year we're doing this pre-AVN.
Yo, it is. You usually catch me on like the very last leg of my trip, like post-AVN.
I don't even remember. I have no recollection. This whole time of year is just a big blur to me.
Same. It is.
Well, I'm glad we capture it every year. So people, you can look back and be like, okay, that's where I was in January 2019, 2020.
Oh, geez, yeah.
We do this every fucking
year. January is just one year.
It feels that way sometimes. It definitely feels that way. I'm unfortunately ditching AVN this year, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
No offense to the convention. I just get shit content there. Like, I can't sit down with people for any length of time.
Right.
So it's just like.
You don't want to go just for fun?
They don't let me in for fun.
I don't go for fun either, honestly. I haven't been signing at, like, any booths. Last year, Cinematica got me a, like, expo ticket to sign at their booth, and I was there for maybe, like, a couple hours, and I feel really bad that I wasn't there longer, but I usually use that time to, like, work. So this year, like, I have, I think, two scenes in Vegas, and then I'm ditching the white party before the awards. I'm going to see a Styx concert for seeing Styx for the fifth time.
That is definitely the right move.
Yo, I think so. I'd rather go to that the night before the awards than...
Like, no offense to the white party, but from what I've been hearing, it's like, there are more and more fans there, so it's like... Mm.
Really? There are?
Yeah.
I'm ditching it. I normally don't stay for long or go anyways, but...
I've never gone. I don't have the wardrobe for it. I don't
understand.
I'm not going to go buy a white outfit just to go to the fucking white party.
I understand. It's not ideal.
Can we just have a black party instead?
I think that would be a lot better for a lot of the performers.
I mean, I don't see why not.
Who is it in charge of the white party? Can't we just, like, change the name?
Well, traditionally, it's the agencies were in charge of the white party.
Yeah.
And now?
I mean, I think that's still the case.
Well, they should take a vote.
Yeah, because years and years ago, LA Direct was the ones putting on the white party, and then it became, like, the conglomerate of the agents.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know at this point.
I don't know either.
That was always an excuse to be like, I'm going to be at a bar.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can think about that next year. You know, on when I weigh, like what I want to do, there's the white party, there's sticks, or there's staying at my hotel room, white party, or reading a book, and then sticks. So
all better choices, in my opinion.
Exactly.
No. You're a well-established performer. You don't have to, like, go network and hobnob for your own to get your name out.
I feel like I still have to because since I live, like, in Europe now, a lot of people don't know that I'm still performing here in, like, the States. I still get messages from someone normally towards, like, the end of my trip, and they're like, oh, you're here. And I'm like, yo, I've been here every January for the last, like, 6 years since I moved away.
Yeah, you advertise it very well.
Yeah. Like,
I try to make it very clear to everyone, and it's been the same for like 6 years now, but people still think that I'm just like gone.
Do you really want to shoot for people who think you're gone?
Well, no, it's not just like shooting for people. It's like, I don't know, like old acquaintances, people like talents or stuff that used to be closer to or that I enjoyed working with. They just don't realize that I'm still here. I still come.
Yeah.
That was an insinuation. It works. Oh,
double entendre.
Yeah. I got it. I was just not going to be crude. Just
why not?
I don't know.
You should go for it.
Okay. Anna, please have as many screaming orgasms as you can while you're in Vegas. Please.
I will.
Okay. Good. Settled. It's on camera. We have it on the record. We have it on the record. Anna is going to get it in. What the fuck have you been doing with yourself the last year?
Okay. So again, kind of like Peter, the last year has been like a blur. I do remember. So like I was here last January and then... you know, I go home for a little bit in Oregon for like a week or two. I went back to Prague. And so I was working for like March, like through February and March. And then it was my birthday in April. And it's been a while actually since I went to Isla to my birthday. I went there for my 21st birthday. And I then COVID happened and everything. And I hadn't gone back since. But so this year, I flew to Paris at the beginning of April, and I stayed in Paris for like 1 week. And then from Paris, I rented a car, and I drove up to like Calais and got on like the freight train and took it to, what is it, Folkestone or something, and drove up to London. And I stayed in London for 1 week, and one of my best friends lives there, Barbie Sins. So I hung out with her a lot. And then from London, I stopped in like Manchester. And then I went to Edinburgh. And then from Edinburgh to like Kennacraig, Talbot. And I got on the ferry to Isla. And then I stayed in Isla for about 1 week. And it was extremely like, and I took my dog, of course, this entire way there. So it was just so perfect. I stayed in this like little like cottage and it was like overlooking Port Ellen and like on top of a hill by the radio mast. And, you know, I would go to do like some distillery tours and then I would come back to like the little cottage and I would drink my whiskey and reading with my dog with like a full panoramic view of like the bay and the heather and like animals coming up, like the rams and chickens and stuff. It was just like peaceful and a perfect birthday. And then after that, I had to drive, you know, all the way back to Paris, drop off the car and then fly back to Prague. So that took up like the entire month of April. And then May, I just worked through summer, I guess. That's like summer is all of like a blur. And then like during, you know, the fall is when like fall to winter, I'm the most busy because I'm about to leave to go to the States. And so like the company starts mostly legal porno and Perverse Family. They try to squeeze in as many scenes because I'm about to leave for 2 months. And that's like pretty much how my year has been.
I hate to break it to you. It's only going to speed up more as you get older.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
No, I don't think you really understand.
Oh, I think I think I do, especially if you move away. Like, you're in your own little bubble right now. But when you start, like, moving away on your, like, completely on your own, then I do. I think I understand.
I was in my 20s once.
And did you make it as far as I did traveling?
No. But I'm saying the acceleration of time is real.
Oh, yeah.
I understand. The fact I only lived in L.A., I always remind Peter this. I lived in L.A. for 2 years, and I've been living in Prague for 6 years now.
That just seems impossible.
Exactly. Right? Doesn't it? Yeah. I can't believe it.
And no plans to ever come back for good, huh?
No.
Can't say I blame you.
I posted on my Twitter earlier when we were driving down here that, like, on the ride here, and it's, like, I checked my weather app. It's supposedly, like, a clear night, but there are, like, the sky is empty. All of the light pollution and, like, the smog, it's, like, you can see a couple stars, and it's just, like, it must be so sad to live here. I'm so glad that I moved away.
See, I don't think it's sad. It reminds me that I'm not an insignificant speck of dust floating through the cosmos. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. I don't have stars to remind me that I don't matter.
I think we can all interpret it differently. But it's just, to me, it's like it's a very barren landscape outside. In some way, it makes you feel like you're more alone. Like you're just this like little planet with nothing beyond you. And it's like, why would you want to live in like an environment or situation like that? And to me, I think it seems more lonely.
LA being lonely? No, no, never, never. No one's ever lonely in L.A. It's crazy talk. Crazy talk. Community here? No.
No, no. Be a good song. Nobody's ever lonely in L.A.
That song must be sarcastic.
Very.
Yo.
Very. Very. Peter, besides looking at a lot of buttholes, what have you been up to?
I wish I could say there was something else that I've been up to. But
have you at least been looking at some buttholes in person?
No.
I have a question. Can you pick my butthole out of a lineup? My butthole or my gape?
I think absolutely.
Well, the gape, the gape's not fair.
Why?
It's a very distinct gape.
Yeah.
Good. So you can pick me out of a lineup.
Right. Like, you know, puckered. Puckered might be a bit of a challenge. Like it was tight.
Oh, yo, I've been on, like, sets before where I was supposed to be, like, it's my first doing anal, and they've told me to, like, squeeze. They're like, you shouldn't gape. You should be, like, squeeze it so it doesn't show that you, I don't know.
Are a professional at this?
But I've gaped anyways before, even before I started doing a lot of hardcore anal. It's just, like, my body naturally does it, so.
It just opens up.
Like blessed.
Someone says the magic words, it's like the cave of wonders opens.
The cave of hearts opens.
Well, I'm saying you have a wonderful butthole. Sorry.
No, I said heart. I still have like the heart-shaped gape. Sense. The cave of heart opens. I will start calling my ass that.
Okay.
My cape of hearts.
Sorry, I interrupted you besides buttholes.
I've been in a haze for like, I don't know, months now. I don't know what's going on. It just like, you know, Halloween came and went, just blew right past Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, just like fucking blew right past me. All I've been doing is working the entire time. Nonstop.
Okay, well. I was also working, and I distinctly remember this. In October, I missed Friday the 13th. I was working, and then also, I didn't think about it. I was working on the 31st of October, October 31st, sorry. And so I missed Friday the 13th and Halloween. I don't celebrate Thanksgiving anyways because I'm a vegetarian and pilgrims and stuff. It's just a fake holiday and the food I don't like. So
aren't all holidays technically fake?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know?
I mean, if Jesus was even real, he definitely wasn't born on Christmas.
Those two holidays. like out of the entire year. And then of course Christmas, like a New Year's with my family. But those two I would have liked to done some like do something, but I was working. It was still like fun. I would have just liked to, you know, get scared the shit out of me on either of those days.
Would have been nice.
Go to a haunted house.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I miss living in Europe is that there aren't like Halloween, at least in Czech, it's not really celebrated. You know, they don't do like pumpkins. They don't do like, you can't go to a patch and take a hayride or go through like a haunted corn maze.
You should introduce it to them,
right?
I wanted to do that this year. Like, I wanted, there's like kids, like teenagers in the building. And like, I'm really good friends with my neighbors. It's like kind of a small community. But then I ended up working. Like, I just said yes to the like date and I didn't think ahead. And then I was like, fuck.
It's okay. Peter and I weren't scared either. We were just at a Halloween party.
Well, you've never done a haunted corn maze before.
No, I have not.
We have that in Savi's Island in Oregon. It's like a haunted house, but it's a corn maze that you can go through with people jumping out at you and like the mist and everything. It's really fun.
I've done the haunted hayride a couple times.
Haunted corn maze.
I understand.
Try to run through it.
So you just reenact a horror movie through a corn maze? You just run for your life?
It's kind of, I mean, if you get scared. And also, you know, we have the home, like, locally brewed like cider, beer, and like wine. So, you know, you can get a little bit drunk and then go through the corn maze. And it's like, it's way better than a haunted house. I haven't done it in years.
That just sounds like a way that like some poor actor gets hit.
You know, I do remember a friend like years ago was like running through it. And to be honest, he was on some psychedelics, but oh, no. He ripped out his septum.
Oh my God.
During the like haunted corn maze.
Oh, that's horrible. How's that even happen?
They have like scarecrows, you know, like they'll jump out at you from between like the corn and there's like, it's just, it's way better than a haunted house.
I will take your word for it. I don't think I'm going to ever make it to Oregon to do that. I don't foresee it. Sadly.
That's unfortunate.
I haven't been to Oregon in, Jesus, like a fucking decade. Fuck. Yeah, it's
why you should go back. We have such like Oregon is such a good state. I mean, honestly, right now it's like in a bit of turmoil because of like, you know, government and stuff, but it's still like an amazing place to go.
Oh, I'm not knocking. I had a lot of fun in Portland, but
not just Portland, but Oregon in general.
I've never made it out of Portland.
Well, okay, well, that is also very unfortunate.
I take that back. I definitely drove the gorge to like Eastern Washington, but I don't think that really counts. And stop.
No.
It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to just drive the fucking gorge.
You still just went through the valley.
Yeah. At this point, when I have free time, the idea of domestic travel's low on the priority. It's just like, oh, I got time. I want to leave the fucking States.
I understand that for when, like, I've been driving from, like, Prague to Paris or, like, Paris to, like, up to Scotland or something. And, like, I'll look at an exit, you know, like, from... like, was it from Prague to Paris, there's Luxembourg, and I always see the exit, and, you know, it's, like, maybe a 40-minute, like, detour around, like, towards Paris, and I always see it every time I drive that way, but I've never actually stopped there, because when I start driving, I just want to, like, finish to my destination.
Why aren't you taking advantage of all the trains?
Because I have my dog.
They don't allow dogs on trains?
They do, but it's like, you know, I would rather like stop and let him go outside to like piss and do whatever he needs to do. Like I can stop like along the way. And for trains, you know, it's like, it would be good if I didn't have my dog, but I might have like a 30, 40 minute transfer and I don't have time to go all the way past like the station and then come back in. And I can always stop to smoke or...
I mean, you're an American. Just let the dog pee wherever.
No, I'm not.
The world stage doesn't think much of us.
No, I don't. No, I'm not going to do that. And like I said, I like to have like my own decision when I want to stop.
No, I totally get it. But
and I like driving. I love driving. So
I don't know this as an ignorant American. What side of the road are like the? I know what side like the UK's on, but
in the UK they drive on the left side, and the rest of Europe they drive on the right, like in America.
Fucking Brits.
I know. I'm surprised I haven't gotten to any wrecks. I've actually driven pretty well in the UK. I would hope so. Yeah. I haven't had.
Please don't die in the UK getting scotch. Like, please don't.
I will not.
Okay. Well, please don't die in the UK, and please don't die in the UK while getting scotch. Like, both.
Anyway, I will not do anything that would make my dog die.
Mm. Awesome. So if you're in the car by yourself, okay, all bets are off?
Probably. But he's always there.
Always.
So this may be an unsafe car ride back to your place, Peter.
Well, he's driving.
You're still in the car.
Yeah.
It is. Then it is unsafe. But my parents know where I am. They can always pick up Jamie.
The priority is like, I don't care what happens to me as long as Jamie's okay.
Yeah.
It is. That is my main priority in anything. And I think he knows that very well.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, I mean, this is the annual takeover of Jamie taking over your apartment, so.
Yeah, that's correct. It's fine.
They get along.
Yeah. Jamie's cool.
Thank you. He is.
I just remember in previous years, Peter telling stories like, Jamie Young gets anxiety if you're not around for a while.
That's true.
He doesn't get anxiety. He just
Yes, he does.
No, he just gets depressed. He doesn't do anything.
Well, yeah.
That's he doesn't like, you know, run around or like destroy thing. He just gets depressed and like won't move.
We all get that. We all get that when you're not around for a while and we all just get depressed. And like that's why we can't recall our year. It's like you've been gone this whole time.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Is it?
I think so. Did I misinterpret that?
No, I'm just being an ass. Don't mind me.
I would love it if one of these times, maybe I thought about it today, like if I wanted like to take Jamie here and have him on the show.
The audience generally doesn't appreciate dog noises, unfortunately.
He's very quiet.
He is very quiet. I'll
say that. It's true. It's very true.
I mean, he's been on lots of porn sets. He's even like, I think I've mentioned it before. He was in one of Rocco's movies.
I don't know if we should admit that. It sounds like a crime.
Wasn't anything. No, it was just like in the Time Witches movie.
Time Witches, I remember that one.
It's kind of like sucks to say. It was Gabriel was directing it, and I like went into the house and he saw Jamie, and he was like, we have to put Jamie into the movie somehow. So instead of Rocco turning into like a werewolf, he turned into Jamie. And like the only thing was like they put him in the woods and they were like, go hunt the witches. And I called him over to me. And, you know, he went out like chasing the witches. And that was like the only part that he was in.
That is utterly ridiculous because I'm pretty sure Rocco's penis is bigger than Jamie.
It was great. And I asked them, I was like, did you keep this scene in the movie? And they're like, yes.
It's fucking ridiculous.
He turns.
That is absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Jamie's a movie star.
He is.
Where's Jamie's AVN?
There's a pet's. Oh, God, I can't even say that. There's no pet's AVN. We can't talk about that. Never mind.
I don't think that would go over too well. Okay.
Let's change the subject now. Let's change the subject. It's
they're just animal breeding documentaries.
Okay, well, not even that.
No, I'm kidding.
No.
Though we should have a fan award for, you know, cutest pets.
That would be a good one. Or most spoiled. I think that, like...
No, because that brings money into it. And there are some people who can just outspend other people.
Right.
Oh, I spoil my dog so much.
Yeah, but I don't feel like... You're in the tax bracket to outspend some people on their animals if they will.
Oh my God. I think girls are like catty about the regular awards. Imagine if their pets were.
Oh my God.
I live for this chaos. I live for it.
That would be so chaotic and so personal.
I live for this chaos. I live for it.
That would
next year, Peter. Next year.
That would actually be hilarious. That would be so chaotic. And like I said, personal. Oh, my God.
Come on, Peter. Come on. Come on.
Hey.
I know you will have to endure a lot of hate tweets over that one.
Yeah.
Speaking of the awards.
Yes.
I'm going to put this out there because I tweeted about this when XBiz did their announcements for their awards this year. And I'm very thankful that AVN is still like the only people that are doing, well, I guess Urban X did it, but Best Adult Podcast.
Oh, yes. He mentioned that. You're nominated.
I know.
I know.
I know. I knew I was going to be nominated. I knew. I knew. Thank you. It's an honor.
Even though that's not actually officially announced yet? No. We're just going to pretend like...
Well, to be fair, on an episode that's out this week, I said I was going to be nominated.
Oh, okay.
I already just said like... All right. And someone's like... My guest is like, oh, Manifest. I'm like, no, it's happening. I also threatened to, you know, chain you to my balcony until it was official, but...
Right.
That would be cool. I would watch that on video.
Well, I guess I know what bonus content we're happening tonight.
Yeah. I guess I'll drive myself home after this.
Awesome.
So we know where he's staying.
You don't know how to drive a stick.
Yes, I do.
I believe there's a lot of footage of her driving a stick. I'm just...
Really?
Yes. I'm,
all right. Well, then...
I had some trouble driving a stick with, like, this shitty fucking car in London that was on the opposite side.
All right.
But yes, I know how to drive a stick.
Well, that's good.
I was just making a double entendre, but...
No, my experience from driving a stick is like when I got drunk and I lived with my parents. I'm not insinuating anything, but I asked my dad to pick me up because I was like too hungover to take the bus home. And he would pick me up and he made me use like the shift. And he said that if I couldn't, like, get myself home, then he would kick me out and make me take the bus. And, like,
man,
it's on the bus.
That's how you teach love. Someone to
So that's to how I learned drive to drive a stick shift. And the only thing was, you know, getting, like, the pedals in, like, the middle because I didn't do that part. But, yes, fuck you. I know how to drive
so a stick. So she burned out his clutch.
Well, I'm glad. So if I need my stick shift driven, I know who to call.
Right. Well, also... Also, almost all the cars you rent in Europe are manual. Like,
are they really?
Yeah, it's really actually hard to get an automatic in Europe.
It actually, you know, it's way cheaper to get a manual.
Well, like when we were renting cars in Spain, literally they had no automatics to rent.
See, it was just fucked up. Like the first time I did, like, because that was when I was like a teenager. And then years later when I did it, like in London, again, it was like on the opposite side and like the gears were different. And that was very difficult. And they had me start on a hill with, like, it was really fucked up what they did. So that is not, like, a very good example of my driving, but.
Don't worry. We'll make you comfortable on the balcony, Peter, by the way.
Yo, I'd love to see that.
Just wants to see you tied up to my balcony.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's not much to ask for.
She is my guest. I have to accommodate her.
And he is my plus one. It's like at a wedding. So the plus one has to do
good.
Abide by what the guest says.
Wow. After all these years, she's still referring to as her plus one.
Is he not?
Well, I...
No, I get...
Well...
Okay, this, well, he is a point, guest too. It's both.
This is the annual Anna and Peter show.
It is.
Not that I wouldn't have you without Peter, but it is the annual Anna and Peter show.
Oh, yes, no, I don't mean that it wouldn't happen without him. I don't think, maybe I wouldn't even do it if he didn't come, because that's a tradition.
Well.
I mean, she did greet me with, hey, asshole, when she walked in the door.
I've got that going for me.
That's your fucking, like, mat that's, like, the front door, so.
It does say.
What else am I supposed to say?
Hi, Matt, good to see you.
No, it's like, what's up, asshole? That's the greeting that I got, so that's the greeting that you get.
It says assholes live forever. It didn't say hi, asshole.
That's true.
Well, if you are, like, residing in this building and it says assholes live forever, then I assume that you are an asshole. That's just...
Oh, no, I'm going to die young. Well, I can't die young anymore, but I'm going to die soon.
Okay.
Live fast, leave a pretty corpse.
I'm way past that. Way past that.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to be a pretty corpse since, like, the early 2000s.
I think you look fine. You'll still be pretty.
Aw. Aw.
Both of you. As soon as I kill you.
Whoa.
So sadistic.
This is why she wants me to tie you to the fucking balcony, so you're easier to murder.
You know, this whole entire time when you've been saying this, I've been thinking of Scafism.
I don't know what that
is. I don't know what that is either.
It's a type of execution. It's very rarely like, what is the word that I'm looking for? Like recorded in history, but it's where they will tie you to like a tree or like a boat and they will force feed you like honey and drinks and they tie you down and you vomit on yourself and they leave you tied up so that, you know, it attracts like insects that start to infest you and you die from like, you know, the environment.
That just sounds like my day to day.
Lovely.
Like that's, you know, just my life. I mean,
you know, dehydration, everything being, you know, slowly like infested by.
Yep. My day to day. That's just, that's just life.
Cool.
I'm happy. I'm living your fantasy, living it out for you. Gorging myself on alcohol and honey.
But you don't want to see it physically.
Oh no, it's happening to me.
Well, it's happening, but
I'm just not tied down.
That's right. Internal. You don't want to see it externally.
Oh,
like to view it. You're like, that's,
I mean, it's happening under my pants right now. Like I just covered up.
No, here. Like that would be, you know, like voyeur, like voyeurism, just watching it happen.
You want to watch Peter or I die?
No,
I'm not sure I believe her.
I didn't say that. I just mentioned like what.
How specifically you'd want to watch Peter die while he's tied to my balcony.
It was just the thought that came to my mind that it reminded me of when you get tied and you die from like exposure. That's just the thought that.
It's just the way it goes.
Peter, has she had you update your will? Are you leaving your place to her?
No, no.
He should, because I've helped organize it.
Yeah. Maybe.
The last apartment, yes.
The last apartment, yeah, kind of.
Who's your place go to when you go, Peter?
I don't know. I think I think my nephew would be the next logical person to get my.
Anna looks so hurt. So hurt by that. Wow. Way to derail the whole fucking podcast, Peter.
I mean, I love you, but you're not my nephew.
And how often do you see your nephew?
Not as often as I see you.
How much time has your nephew spent in that apartment?
Actually, maybe more. None. Zero.
None.
Yeah.
Right. So by de facto, Anna should have it. By time spent.
Right. Right.
Right.
Maybe. You might make a point.
Peter's just like, this is a weird conversation.
Okay, yeah. We can pass on to a different subject. Oh, let's go to Styx. And,
we don't want to talk about Peter's living will anymore? Aw.
I don't have one. It's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a will.
I should make one, probably.
What do I get?
You get nothing.
Aha! See?
Fuck!
I see you for like 1 to 2 hours every year.
And those 1 to 2 hours aren't magical? Like, they what don't do you leave want an impression?
Okay, what do you want me to leave you? You can tell me right now.
Everything.
I can leave you, like, my shoes or my panties. You can sell them.
Not I'm my size.
Oh, they're not your size. I said sell, but if you want to wear them.
I can't. I will not fit in them.
Well, then sell them.
Pretty good.
Because I'm too lazy to.
You can make some good cash off.
You know there's companies that will do it for you, right?
I'm aware, but I'm too lazy to contact them.
I will put you in contact with one of them. Like,
they would have to physically come to me and take the stuff.
Maybe they'll send.
I normally just like donate to either like some companies that take old stuff, or I'll leave it at like, you know, a secondhand shop. I don't have like the patience to do that.
Well, at least I'm getting something. I have a nest egg now.
Okay. There you go.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, there's zero chance that I'm going to outlive Anna, but zero chance.
I mean, I wouldn't be so sure about that.
I would be.
I would be.
Oh, so you guys trust in me. That means...
No, we just trust in my poor health.
And not mine, considering how much alcohol I drink.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
right.
How much I've smoked.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I'm... The paragon of virtue. When it comes to that shit. Paragon. Alcohol will never pass through these lips. Not ever.
Cheers to that.
I need to pour more. Yeah, I didn't just, I didn't just have a cigar before you guys got here. No.
I knew you still smoked cigars.
Of course. Why would I stop?
I made him stop on the way here. I was out of Dejarum, so. But they only had, like, the ruby ones, which are, like, I think they're cherry flavored or something. I just like the original.
Wait a minute, are those even legal in California? I thought we couldn't have anything flavored anymore.
They are, but it's not a cigarette. It's a cigar. By all, they changed it slightly. So it's actually, they made it worse for you as opposed to a cigarette. It's now a cigar. So they just like made the standards of a cigar. So it's actually like you're still inhaling something that's like way worse for you. And that's the great America.
Because we live in a nanny state. So, oh, hey, adults can't make their own choices on what they want to imbibe or put in their bodies.
I remember when I was living here. And, like, I moved here when I was just, like, I was 18, almost 19. And, you know, I bought, like, my, like, clothes, like, from this same, like, gas station every day. And then one day I went to buy them and they asked for, like, my ID. And they're like, you're not 21. It was when they changed the state law. And I've been smoking these fucking clothes again. Okay, since I was a teenager. And to, like, go there and they're like, no, we can't give it to you anymore. I was like, what the fuck? Are you serious?
Yet another reason I'm thankful I'm an old. Never had to deal with that.
I only had to deal with it. I mean, after that, anyways, like, 6 months, like, later, I moved to Prague. But still, it was just like, it was like a fucking slap in the face that I couldn't buy tobacco anymore when I'd been smoking it for so long and from the same fucking shop.
That's fucking miserable. On the plus side, thankfully, you're not old enough to have been drinking at 18 and then have them change the legal drinking age, because that happened in some people's lifetime.
Wait, really? Here? Yeah.
Well, Louisiana changed in like the 90s.
To 21.
Yeah. So there are definitely people that like of our age group that went from.
But how many states was that?
A handful. Like, I'd have to Google on. When all of them changed, it did not all
from like Indiana, because
the federal government was like, we're not giving you funding unless you change your legal drinking age.
Okay, yo, you can go to war and you can get married, but you can't smoke a fucking cigarette or drink.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Cool.
It's like, you got to do all that shit sober. Who wants to get married sober?
Exactly. No one.
Right. The one time I almost got married, I was pretty fucked up.
Almost is the key word, and that's why you're mature enough to do it.
No, we sobered up.
Exactly. You didn't do it. It was almost, so that means that.
It was also because the Kiss Chapel wasn't readily available.
Well, within that time frame, whatever.
AVN 14. Ditched the awards.
Oh, that was the year before. No, yo, that was the year before I got into the industry.
Yeah, that was the year where one of the many years I ditched the award show, and then like, yeah, ended up very drunk, hooking up with someone. And during the hookup, she's just like, this is my first trip to Vegas. I should have a quickie wedding. And I'm like, fuck it. I mean, we got the wedding license and everything. Like, we went to Clark County and got the wedding license.
But it wasn't consummated because you were.
Oh, no. I mean, it was consummated, but it was.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I vaguely remember, but yes.
Okay, vaguely.
Well, she bitched about.
Okay, so I don't think that this is a clear consummation.
Oh, no. The consummation, she bitched about like that I was kind of lazy in the sack.
This gets into like, specifics.
Oh, I don't care. I've told this story on air.
Oh, no, I'm not concerned about like your like profile. It's just that it might not, considering, I don't know, old standards, probably didn't suffice.
Oh, I was definitely lazy in the sack because I was drunk as shit. And because that whole day was a shit show, and she was the second person I banged that day. So,
but it was like, was it more than a tampon up you or no?
Yes, I'm hung better than a tampon.
Sure.
Yes, I see my penis very often.
But you were drunk. You don't remember.
Oh, no, I remember. I do remember the sex. I do.
Because you can break your virginity with a tampon, so.
Good to know.
Just saying.
No, it was just.
I'm just saying how you might have not.
Oh no, I definitely did. I was just lazy.
Okay, well, proud of, not proud of.
No, don't. Not my proudest moment, but it was. And like my drunk ass is just like, I wanted to keep going, but you're, you know, being.
Why is like Peter on his phone and not?
Because I have like important shit that's going on. But continue.
I wasn't gonna call him out on it.
I could keep reading the book that I'm on, and you guys could talk.
That's horrible podcasting.
Yeah.
I could read it out loud if you want an audiobook.
I don't. I want a podcast.
Okay, well, then he's...
A bunch of small women are going to murder him if he doesn't get these awards out soon, so...
Mm.
I'm sure that's what he's probably responding to.
Mm.
Just so we know, I'm not one of them.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
he trusts me.
Well, and you're up for non-fan voting awards, I'm assuming.
I don't think so, because like I said, most...
Yeah, you are.
I am?
Of course you are.
I thought people still didn't know I existed, but...
The man helps decide the awards. He definitely knows you exist.
Well, of course, because I'm staying with him, but...
I'm pretty sure,
do,
like...
It has nothing to do with him. It has to do with fans.
No, I'm... But, Anna, I'm pretty sure he has object permanence. He remembers you exist when you're not in his apartment.
Yes, that's true.
That's very sweet. Because most people don't.
I remember you exist.
Thank you.
You're also still, like, on my cover art on my website, so...
Oh.
You're pouring a bottle down my throat in a bathtub, so...
Yes.
The website's getting redesigned. That art may end up going way of the dodo, unfortunately.
What was that?
It may be being retired.
Retired?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because the site's getting redesigned.
Oh, so how should we do this, like, replicate it again so that it works?
You just want to force feed me alcohol in a tub again.
That and piss.
I've never drank your urine.
That was off camera.
I definitely didn't drink it off camera either. I definitely did not. I have definitely not. No, I.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, did I? No, I have not. I'm certain I have not.
Are you sure there wasn't the tub?
Yes, I'm certain. Peter was there. Peter, did I drink her urine?
No.
No.
Wishful thinking.
I did, though, I think.
Oh, no. We definitely talked about you making cocktails out of your own urine.
Yo, and I did it off to the side. And I think I might have given it to you a little bit.
I mean, if you had...
I think you would have tasted the difference anyways at that point.
If you had, I'd happily talk about it. I'm not ashamed of it. I just don't think it happened.
Well, then we can always do that tonight.
Good.
All right. Well, I need to drink a lot more.
This is I did when COVID started, and I was like doing what is it? Some like video like live stream with Rocco, and I think it's like the Anna Deville drink is like scotch with some piss.
It is. We have a whole clip of it on YouTube about that.
Exactly.
I have never tasted the cocktail.
Would you like to?
I'm not certain. I am not sure. It doesn't necessarily sound like something I'm into. But you're looking at me very disappointed right now, and I don't like that.
Well, I mean
I make you peer pressure into drinking.
I've drank it before, and like, I don't know, maybe like this is biased, but I think it's pretty good.
Well, I'm glad you're happy with your own fluids. I'm very happy for you.
Thanks. I'm
ecstatic that you're like, my fluids are
red. I actually feel like I'm about to need to go right now. So we can either do this or take like a piss break.
You can take a piss break. Piss break and smokes are A-okay.
Wow. And I even like, I'm happy to do it in a glass with, I still have a bit of scotch, but I don't think.
I'm okay right now.
I'll drink it.
You'll allegedly drink it because I'm sure YouTube will demonetize the fuck out of me if we actually admit that that's happening.
Yeah, I understand. It might be a little. But if I do it off camera.
I mean, it's for a bit. It's for a bit. Oh, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to edit this so it can actually still stay on YouTube.
Okay, that's. I'm trying.
You're like, I'm trying to pee in this cup.
I'm trying to be like more conservative in my language that I'm saying right now.
Uh huh.
I'm working on it. This is me being conservative.
So conservative. So conservative.
I apologize.
Has no one drank
Not
your,
really, actually.
Has no one drank your piss in a while?
Actually, no.
Aw.
The last time was in Prague, like, before I left.
That's not that long ago. Been in the States for, like, two weeks.
No, no, I left and, like, I remember. It was December 20th last year. And so then I stopped, like, my work. I always do, like, my last scene on the 15th. And I think, actually, no, I did it on the 15th and 16th. And so then before that, it would have been, like, around, like, the second week of, like, December last year that someone drank my piss.
And who is that person?
Alexander.
Okay. The great.
Alexander, he works for Giorgio. And I actually love him as a male talent. He is one of the only male talents that, like, will drink piss. And I love him for that because so many guys will not. And it's just like, okay, so you want me to drink your piss, but not mine. And I've always said it's like you can like not do unto someone that you won't do unto yourself.
For the record, I have never asked her to drink my piss. For the record. Not once. Not once. I have never asked you to drink my piss.
Well, I'm happy to exchange this.
Well, that, okay. I wasn't planning to exchange fluids with you this evening, so that was.
Okay.
Well, that was easy enough.
Right? Like, apparently, like, Anna doesn't need much convincing to not imbibe my fluids.
I don't.
Like, no. I'm super cool with never imbibing your fluids, bro.
Well, no, I just fine. No, it's cool.
I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you just a little bit. Just a little bit.
And I'm not teasing you.
No, I think you're dead serious about me drinking your piss.
I am.
She definitely
is. She definitely is. She definitely 100% is. 1,000%.
It's not even like the fact of the whiskey. It's just that.
No. This is who you are. I love you. And this is who you are. Oh, I know.
That's so sweet.
Like, none of this is. These are things you would say to me stone cold sober. I know. I know. I've known you for many years. I've known you since you lived here. I know.
It's been a long time.
I know. We're all.
I've known you since you were in your last studio.
Oh. Doing the show too long.
Your last studio.
I mean, we used to.
No, it was before. It was in a different studio before you moved here.
Really?
Years and years ago, like under the.
I don't think it was with you. It was with another, like, female talent.
Yeah, it's when me and Draven were doing the show when it originally launched. We used to record at their place up in the valley.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Like in 2016.
Okay. Not that long.
No.
I mean, a long fucking time.
7 years?
Almost eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've known you a lot longer than
that. Well, yes. For sure. I have memories of us at Andy Sandimus' birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
Watching thirsty dudes watch people dance on a pole in the middle. That party was so weird. I was literally bitching about that party to my roommate who knows some of the other people who lived in that house. I'm like, that party was so lame.
Are you talking about Soviet rule?
No. So this has to be like 2011, 2010?
Easily, yeah. If not earlier.
Well, I wasn't on the West Coast before 2010, so
it
had to be. Old school performer who I used to work for threw a birthday party in the Valley. And, like, me, Peter, Koga, handful of, like, other people who have been in this industry way too long were there. And it was just a weird sight. Like, they had a pole set up in the living room. And this is a house party. There are literally dudes just snapping pictures of the host and other people dancing on the pole, like in a party situation. It's just really weird. And
that's why I don't go to expos or conventions. I'm just like, I'm not into the parties or the clubs. I don't like people around me.
But this was a house party, which makes it even weirder.
Yo, and I don't like that.
I didn't like it either. I was
like,
just,
you can see me right now. I'm like, even the thought, I'm like, I don't like that.
I didn't care for it at all either. It was literally, I believe I tweeted the night of, like, the thirst is alive in the valley. Like, it was bad.
That sounds like the book I just read. It was The Hunger. And I honestly probably shouldn't even, like, compare it to this. But, you know, it's about the Donner Party in the 1800s that, like, resorted to cannibalism when they were
that would have been preferable.
Trail.
That would have definitely been preferable to what was going on at this party.
Awesome. So you prefer cannibalism over
wow.
sex. That's cool.
But, no.
I respect you a lot for
that. I prefer cannibalism to attention, like, just gross attention-seeking behavior.
You can, like, you know, explain as much as you can, but, like, that... Like,
No. I enjoy it. I have definitely had more sex than cannibalism in my life.
But it's how much you think about it. And what you just...
I definitely think about sex more than cannibalism.
How much you just compared it to that you said you would rather be a part of the Donner Party than, like, a house, like, sex party. That says a lot about your character.
It was not definitely not a sex party.
And I compare, like... I respect you a lot for that.
It was like, definitely not a sex party. It was literally just gross attention-seeking behavior and a bunch of dudes that, like, apparently have never seen a girl on a pole before. It was really lame.
Yeah.
So if there's actual sex happening, I'm like, oh, this is cool.
Right.
But it was just literally, like, people spinning on the pole and dudes pulling out their phones like, look at, it was lame. It was fucking lame. It's fucking lame. And I just kind of look at Peter like.
And you guys ditched together.
No.
We both hung out for a while.
A while.
I mean, I barely have any recollection of this party, but I sort of remember it.
That would have been when I, like, first started working in, like, retail.
Well, we're old.
Yeah.
We're old.
That wasn't, like, that long ago, actually, since... I started working, and then I started in porn. That was just, like, a few years before I started porn.
Are you 27 or 28 now?
I turned 27 this year.
Right. So this was, you were 17.
When?
When this party happened.
If it was 2011.
Oh, no, sorry. 2010. Oh, God. No, it's 2024.
We're not talking about numbers right now.
This was set off air, but apparently Anna pre-gamed before the show.
Well, yeah.
Yes, I had 3 beers.
Jesus Christ, I didn't realize you had that many.
It's 3.
I love that Anna had to pregame for And Now We Drink. I love that. I love that for you.
Jesus, it's not... I don't know you had that many. It's 3 beers. What's your problem?
I saw you drink 1. I didn't see you drink...
Well, before you got home, it was 2. But what's the problem with, like, 3 beers? It's pretty much sober.
I mean...
I agree. 3 beers is pretty much sober.
I really don't understand.
No, I was being sincere there. I know it sounded sarcastic, but I was being sincere. 3 is pretty much sober.
It's just beer.
Right? And she was drinking with Jamie. She wasn't drinking alone.
Right.
Why is all this judgment, Peter?
I'm not judging.
I feel a lot of judgment. See, he judges my makeup. He judges, like, the beer. Like,
I always get accused of judging. I'm not judging anyone.
Anna, to be fair, he's only judging because he cares.
Okay.
Because, yeah, why the fuck would you judge about something you don't give a fuck about?
That is very true.
Right.
Unless you're some weird internet troll. But Peter is not a weird internet troll.
No, he's one of my best friends, and I love him.
Honestly, on most days, all I'm trying to do is just get through the day. Make it through.
And I hope I'm probably not that much fun if I'm just reading, like, books on my phone, but at least I'm there with him.
Yeah.
And he can do his work.
She's read a book every day that she's been here.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Well, she turns pages and uses her eyes.
No. She reads them on her phone.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, that's just because they don't have the books that I want in the stores when I call them.
So, Peter, let me break it down to you. She uses her eyes and she takes the written word and her brain translates it.
As I told her,
aren't you a writer?
I'm a writer, but I don't think I've ever read a book in a day in my entire life.
But you understand how reading works, though, right?
It's funny. I used to get excused, like, as a kid.
Read, like, 6 books since she arrived here.
I used to get, like, excused, like, when I was a kid. I could read, like, you know, I would read, like, 1 Goosebumps, like, within, like, an hour. This is, like, 100, 120 pages. But then, like, you know, once I did that, then I started going to like a lower class to like tutor math because I was good at math.
Do you retain this stuff? Like when you read a whole book in a day, do you retain it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never read a book in a day either. So
yeah, I don't think it's that much. I've read like, you know, 300, 400 pages. I mean,
Even if I was able to accomplish reading an entire book in a day, the chances that I would retain any of it are like zero.
Okay, well, so this is why. So, and if you see me on my phone, I'll read a page and then sometimes I backtrack and like check it because normally I don't like reading on my phone. It's just the books that I want to read right now. I would find them at Powell's, like in Oregon, and we don't have Powell's. It's bigger than Barnes & Noble's. And so I've been using my phone, and normally I would like to underline. I use a pen, and I write all over my books. I underline words that I either really like or that I don't know so that I can look them up, or I'll underline, like, quotes or, like, you know, references and double-check them and,
impressive.
My own cliff notes. It's, like, I write all over my books normally. Like, I always have a pen in my purse, and I like to write on my books.
Well, I'm glad you're not writing on your screen.
I actually mentioned this the other day to Peter. That I was like, I wish I could just take a pen and write on my phone because it's very frustrating that I can't underline the things that I want to.
But you could screen cap and highlight them.
Oh, I've screenshotted a lot. Just so
you know. You know, we do have bookstores in LA. We do.
Yes, but you don't have the books that I want. And like Barnes & Noble's the biggest one. It's just very small. And if you are from the Northwest, you know about Powell's. I'm talking directly to the camera. You know about Powell's bookstore and that it's just like not even comparable.
But how do you know there's not the books that you want? I bet there are.
Because I've called them.
But I'm not talking about Barnes & Noble. I'm talking about other.
I've called them.
Have you called the last bookstore downtown?
Well, not downtown. I call the ones like around here, but well, not around here, but where we're staying. Like,
well, yeah, the valley's uneducated.
Oh, thanks.
You don't live in the valley.
He does, and I'm sure he says.
And he's nodded his head in approval when I said it.
It's true.
Okay, so I need to go all the way downtown to like purchase a book
or book soup on fucking Sunset. Soup.
I was gonna say book soup. Exactly.
What the fuck is that?
A bookstore.
Book soup.
How do you not know book soup?
Hell, they've had signings from a bunch of people in the industry when they had their books come out.
One of the most famous bookstores in the world.
No, it's not.
Oh, it absolutely is.
No, Powell's is the biggest independent bookstore in the entire world. Powell's is the biggest independent bookstore in the entire world.
I guarantee you
Book Soup, if I heard that, I would think that was for like fucking toddlers.
No.
Well, then why do they pick a name like that?
It stands out. It's memorable.
As something I would flush
down
the toilet.
I feel like it's an old-timey drugstore.
It's memorable as something I would flush down the toilet. Sure.
I mean, Powell's makes me feel like I'm going to get a fucking malt and sit at the counter.
Oh. Okay. Okay, we're going there.
We did. I mean, like, I'm not, like, Book Soup's fucking advocate
Book
here.
Book Soup, I would remember it as throwing up in a toilet if I thought of Book Soup.
Yeah, we'll take you to Book Soup and then see what you think of it.
Huh. Okay. Do you want to drive?
Yeah.
Okay. We got a deal.
I don't think that was going to go down any other way.
I might vomit in the restroom, but sure.
I don't think it's happening tonight.
Not tonight, but when he has a weekend.
She's just like, I'm waiting to hold my vomit in Book Soup's bathroom.
I will. No.
She'll pregame six beers for Book Soup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how much Guinness comes in, so we'll do a six-pack.
Knock back those Guinnesses, puke and Book Soup.
No, if I want to pregame for like that, then I'll also drink like half a liter of milk, and we'll go from there straight off the bat.
I would saran wrap your car. Is your cleanup that way? Because it definitely sounds like some fluids are coming out of Anna. I don't know which end, but something's coming out of her.
It's awesome when it comes out of both.
Oh, my God.
Both holes or both ends or all three?
Well, I think both holes and both ends means the same thing.
Well, no. I mean, there's two holes down there and there's one hole up here.
Okay,
there's
but...
There's three holes up here.
Both holes and both ends, it just means, you know, that's ambiguous. Because you could be choosing one or the other. It's not specific what you just said.
I know. Specifically,
what? Specifically, I was thinking number two. And
number two and vomit, or?
Yes.
Okay. Because we know the urine is actually reserved for special customers. We can't just let that, like.
The urine is reserved for you. Oh, drinking.
Just for me? Aw.
Yes. You know, when I finish this bottle, I will refill it for you.
Aww.
Especially for you.
Oh, my God.
It's such a shame that Anna lives in Europe. I love her so much.
Oh.
No one else is trying to, like, give me a bottle of their fluids.
Oh.
No one.
Oh.
You'd definitely be able to sell that.
Yeah, but that seems kind of tacky.
Well, I'm just...
To sell your fluids when they're gifted to me?
Okay, that was your point. I thought, okay. Yes, no, I would hope you wouldn't.
Right, like, no. You selling your fluids in general, not tacky. When you're like, Matt, these fluids are for you.
I don't sell at all, so that would be especially for you.
Well, yeah, but like the intent was to give them to me. Mm-hmm. So it'd be kind of tacky to be like, thank you for this gift, Anna, to eBay.
Okay, yes, that would
or
be
wherever tacky. Or wherever you sell bottles of Anna's fluids. I don't think that's an eBay.
Okay, we agree.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, dude, I just imagine my seller rating go way the fuck down. Just like the aroma wasn't quite like some bullshit.
Well, you have to reseal it with wax or something.
The official seal of Matt Slayer, like I'm royalty, a wax
seal. I do have a wax seal. I have like
this surprises
entire,
me not.
I have a stationery with like very like intricate like letters and like envelope, and I have like my quill tip with like I have black, white, gold, and yellow ink, and I have my wax and a little like I'm blanking on the word for when I seal the wax with like an A.
Why do I never get sealed letters from you?
I can send you one. Do you want one?
Well, now that I have to ask, no.
I'll send you one. I save though. I've had that like stationery since I was like years ago.
Oh, and I've never gotten one. Cool.
Well, you've never said that you're interested in stationery or like a very like specific calligraphy letter.
I didn't think I'd have to ask.
I'm sorry.
I see how much.
I will send both of you one with a wax seal.
The same one, dude. Peter and I.
Oh no, not the same fucking writing. Not the same fucking writing, but the same like stationery, like the envelope and the letter. And then of course I use my ink and everything, but that makes that I can do it like different with my writing and the colors.
What sort of letter are you going to send Peter?
I'd rather not say.
Oh. Oh, it's that kind of personal.
I won't say about you either.
I'm okay if you do.
No.
We'll just leave my audience as she reaches for the bottle. She's just like, I need a drink after this.
Why not?
Oh, I agree. Why not? I agree.
That's such a great sound, a cork opening.
Wow, there's a lot more in that bottle than I actually thought there was.
I think we're getting through it. I think we're at about like there. We've got to here.
For the audience at home, this is last year's bottle.
Yes, and it's been oxygenated. I think it's oxygenated.
Is it bad or?
It's not. It's not as sweet as it normally is when you first open it, because the more air that you have here, the more it oxygenates. I think that's the word. And it doesn't even matter if like this is sealed. It's just like this much base is like air and it has oxygen. So if you like leave your bottle like up to here, then it will still taste the same. But the more that it goes down, the more air and oxygen is here. And so it starts to taste different, like the more that you drink it down and you leave it like staying.
I never knew that. I never knew. Like, I'm being sincere. I never knew. Then again, most of my bottles don't last that long.
That's fair. And, you know, I'm a bitch about this, but
it still
tastes good.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Be fucking passionate about the things you enjoy in life.
I'm so passionate about that.
Right? I have never gone to an actual fucking distillery. You have done it multiple times. Like, there's nothing wrong with being passionate about the things you enjoy in life.
It's actually,
never apologize for that shit.
I think I'll like say again, I think I've already talked about this, but the first time I went to Isla when I turned 21 and I was staying at like an Airbnb that was belonged to the tour guide for Ardbeg. And so he was a tour guide and I had messaged him and told him I was spending my 21st birthday there. And so during the tour, they're washing bags, like when they're fermenting, like the barley. He made a note of saying he was like, Ardbeg has always used like wood for their washing bags from like Oregon pine.
Aw.
And I was like, I just wanted to hug it because I'm so far away from home and I turned 21. And I was like, this wood is from Oregon. And that's what they've been using since like the 1800s. And
that's wildly expensive in the 1800s.
Yo, it was all, they've been using Oregon, I think, pine since the 1800s. Right, but like,
getting shit across the U.S., let alone across the Atlantic from the West Coast.
Well, that's not even across the Atlantic because I'm on, like, the Pacific Coast.
Right, but I'm saying, like, across the U.S. and then across the Atlantic.
Exactly.
I understand geography. I'm not your average American.
Oh, of course. Or you can go over the Arctic Circle, but no one at that time.
No one's doing that in the 1800s. Oh my God.
No, it just like when I was turning 21, when I was so far away from home, like I just wanted to hug like those washing bags. I was like, this is from home and I'm not with my family. And I was like, I should be here. This is where I was meant to be.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So on a complete tangent.
Yo, sorry.
No. This is my complete tangent. Speaking of Oregon. I remember a couple months back watching you snap on someone on Twitter when they referred you as a Midwest girl.
Oh, that was so funny. It was someone else. They made a video, one of my fans, when they said they're like, oh, you're a hot Midwesterner. And one of my fans made like, I don't know, it was some TikTok video or something. And they're like, can you read a map? It's.
Well, I saw you respond like, just kind of like, bro.
I was like, Midwest? Dude, no, I'm not.
I saw that in real time and I was just dying. I'm like.
I found it pretty funny. And that, you know, it goes to show a lot of people, they can't even in the States, they can't even pronounce Oregon. They think it's Oregon or something. That's how I hear it all the time. And it's Oregon. Just so everyone is listening.
With the rolled R?
Yeah, with the
Sorry.
With their Czech accent.
Oregon.
Every year, the Czech accent gets a little thicker.
Well, you know, if I, like, don't practice it, then I'm going to forget how to roll my tongue or how to do, like, or something. I'm going to forget how to do that. So I have to keep doing it. I'm not just trying to, like, fake it or something.
No, I know you're not.
I need to be able to still pronounce things in that way. And, you know, the more that you talk, it's like it comes easier to you.
I mean, you're going on almost a third of your life in the Czech Republic, so.
About a fourth. Yeah, we're at that time.
You're at a quarter already. It will not be far till you're a third of your life.
But you all know most of my adult life has been there.
Right. So, like, you being inundated and picking up the accent is not unusual in any way, shape, or form. It is pretty funny, though, like, every year when I post this, like, I definitely get a YouTube comment like, where is she from? Every year. It's just like, watch the fucking episode, motherfucker. We'll talk about it.
Or you can do just like a simple search and.
I prefer they watch the episode. I get views that way.
Of course, that's better.
Much. Not that I'm saying that like we shouldn't Google you, but.
Both.
Watch the episode first.
Yep. I agree.
So speaking of the Czech Republic. How's the love life these days in the real, real world?
Well, I guess it's probably already shown on the video. I have this. It's just a promise ring. I'm not engaged, but I've been with my boyfriend for about 3 years now.
Woohoo!
And he wants to move away. He wants to move into my apartment and then spend some of his time back in Russia, where he's from. And I've, you know, told him that I have been in a long distance relationship, and that was between Portland and Los Angeles. And then after that, I moved to Europe. And, but, you know, it's different between, you know, two people. It's not the same thing. And when he's living with me, it's just a promise ring to work this out. And then he said he wants to stay with me and follow me, even if I go to Scotland. And he's used to a city. So we're talking about him, like, next year, if he can get a visa to go to, like, the UK. And he can go and stay with me for, like, a week or two on, like, a desolate island. Then, you know, I don't know. It's a promise ring that we'll see.
Better than nothing. As long as you're happy, that's the important part, right? You are happy, right?
Yes, he makes me happy.
Perfect. That is the fucking important part. That's fucking awesome.
Especially this. And then, you know, I've met his family. His grandma from Siberia loves me.
Nice.
So that makes me feel very happy. I like that I'm accepted in his family. You know, it's easy to be accepted in my family. I'm used to it. But I understand with other people, it's not so common. And so it's like, especially being, like, so foreign, it's, you know, that community and that family is really special when you live so far away.
No, that's awesome. And it is important. Like, especially, like, there's nothing wrong with what you do for a living, you know, the industry we work in, but we all have to acknowledge that, like, families are not necessarily accepting of it.
Exactly. So...
so that's awesome. And I'm assuming they know what you do for a living.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely fucking awesome.
Yeah. I'll say good on him.
Well, good on them. I mean, like, yeah.
Good on us.
Good on his family. Like, you know, dudes, you know, I mean, I'm not discounting that. Like, no, it's good on dudes to, like, actually, you know, show up and actually be there.
You know, I met him. I was obviously have already been doing this for almost 9 years now, which is insane. But it's like you cannot expect me to stop, like, my career. And the fact that he hasn't done that and that him and his family accepts that is, like, extremely important to me.
No, that's awesome. Like, believe me, I say this to people all the time. Like, the minute, the second.
That's just, I'm only going to do girl, girl.
Right, or. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
But that is so, like, insulting that, like, guys think that it's like, oh, well, so then you don't care about, like, you don't think that a girl can be, like, it's not as serious with another girl. And actually, like, my boyfriend has said that when I've asked him about other girls, then he's like, no, I don't want you seeing other girls because I know it's just as important to you as another guy. It's still a relationship. And that, to me, says a lot.
Yeah, that he understands what's up.
Yeah. He understands. It's still, like, an emotional relationship. And he doesn't say that about my work or in my personal life. It's just that we are together, and that's what is important.
Fuck yeah, it is. Fuck yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. That's fucking awesome. Like, yeah, I've said this 100 fucking times on here. It's like, it is completely hypocritical of anyone to get involved with a performer and be like, you know, I probably was, you know, interested in you in the first place because you were a performer. And now that I'm here, you need to stop doing what you're doing that I was attracted to.
It's just the worst thing.
It is. And we've all seen it so many fucking times.
Exactly.
Peter has probably seen it more than anyone.
Of course. I've seen it through girls. They go off and on, off and on. Well, they'll hit me up. They're like, do you have work? And then they're like, no, I can't do this because of my boyfriend. And then they're like, oh, do you have work? And I'm just like, this is such bullshit. Like, why do you? I don't understand. And honestly, at this point, like, I'm very, like, hesitant to, like, you know, like, I'm blanking on the word. Not advertise, but, you know.
Promote
girls, exactly, for, like, companies that I'm, like, in touch with because they are not stable. And I don't mean that mentally. It's just like in their, like what they're doing. It's just like, I don't know how they're going to change within like the next like few months, year, whatever.
Well, yeah. Why put your reputation at stake for someone you don't know is going to be solid? Exactly. It looks bad on you. I totally get that. Like,
it's not even that it looks bad on me. It's just that, you know, like I don't want to be like part of that.
I wholeheartedly agree. I'm a very big proponent of like, you and I can have conflict. Like, something can go wrong. We can make amends on that. If I vouch for you with someone else and you fuck me on that, you're probably dead to me. That's just how I roll. Like, at the point where, like, I extend myself to do you a favor with someone else and, like, you fuck me on that? Nah.
Exactly. No, I don't. No coming back from I me. Won't do that many favors for, like, either guys or girls. It's like, unless I know that you are stable and you're committed, then I don't want to have that responsibility on me.
Right. And you don't want to have that reflected on you. Like, even if it doesn't actually damage your relationships.
But is that a responsibility? And also, this comes to, like, I feel this way a lot when I'm doing double anal and triple anal, and I have, like, new girls that I'm working with, and if I can tell that a girl is not happy and, you know, it's just like grin and bear it, then I will tell the director that it's like, I am not comfortable working with this person because them working alongside me, they're trying to do the same thing that I do. And I have a lot of experience, and I don't want any girl or guy to look back on a scene and be like, I was trying to reach her level and I couldn't. Like, they were trying to, like, reach a level that was not, like, for them. And so I'm very clear about the fact that, like, I don't want to work with anyone like that. Because, again, I don't want to be the person that, like, they're trying to copy and they're not aware of how to do it. Like, being healthy.
Well, and on top of it, like, you don't want to deal with the drama of, like, them having some fucking weird resentment towards you after the
fact. Resentment, saying that they were trying to do it on the same level, and they couldn't, so I don't want to.
Now I'm torn, it's Anna's fault.
Exactly. They're like, I was trying to do the same thing, and I didn't, like, now it's, like, fucked up, and I'm like, it's not my fault. Just because you're trying to get to a level that you have not experienced, that you haven't, like, prepared for, and if I can tell that, like, any performer is struggling with that, then I just don't want to be the one that they look back on and, like, that scene that, like, killed them. I don't want to be a person in that scene.
I have a confession for you.
What?
I'm now shitting in a bag because of you.
No, you're not.
Correct.
Do you think I would actually buy that?
No. No, it was completely a nonsensical thing to say. I'm gonna have more alcohol now.
Oh, that's great. Super.
She's like, that was dumb, Matt. That
was yeah, it was pretty fucking dumb.
Peter laughed. That's the important part.
Debilla.
I don't even know what you just said to me. I'm assuming it was an insult.
It was.
See?
I'm a little stuck on that you don't realize that you're nominated for, like, a number of regular awards.
Really?
That was, like, an hour ago. That's like, I know. A fucking hour ago.
It just like, you know, I'm kind of, like, dealing with award shit on the side here, but, like.
Oh, well, you guys should talk and I can read my book.
No, you should not read your book.
Why not?
You'll have plenty of time to read your book later.
I love that this podcast is two people looking at their phones and me talking about my
I'm trying to get.
I can, like, read it out loud if you want, like,
please don't. I'm trying to get Anna's nominations.
Oh, for what?
Okay, so, you know, for one thing, you're definitely nominated for outrageous scene.
Really? For what?
For the scene from Proxy's Gape Gang.
And it doesn't even remember the scene.
Yes.
Well, no, I remember.
And actually, no. No. This one, I'm proud of this one because, you know, one of my favorite things with the awards every year, even though, like, it's difficult to do, but I do it, I come up with alternate titles for the outrageous scenes.
Okay. Nice.
And
I've kind of seen that.
And I was pretty proud of this one.
Which one is it?
It's so the scene is from Proxy's Gape Gang. The actual
is that the Five Girls? But I thought that was last year.
No, the actual title is Proxy's Five Girl Lesbian Gaping.
It's Party. Like me and Brittany and Sasha and Ivy, or
yes, that's the one.
I thought that was like last year. That seems like so long ago.
And the title that I gave it is Intestinal Fortitude.
Okay, that's awesome, but you know the title? Okay, the last year that I directed a scene, you remember the PT party?
Yes, yes.
I directed that. It was my clothes, and I directed it, and that was my title, and you didn't change it.
No. I didn't change that, but I did give it my own unique title, though.
PT party.
No.
What title did you give it?
I remember, because we had a conversation about that. What was the name that I gave it? Hang on, I'm going to look it up because I remember I gave it its own title.
I'll tell you right now.
I didn't change the title. I gave it my own unique title well. Hang on, I'm going to tell you. Hang on, wait.
He localized it for America. It's a localized title.
American PT party, but.
we had a whole conversation about this. Hang on a second. But you're also nominated for International Female Performer of the Year. You know that, right?
She does now.
Are you talking about last year?
No, I'm talking about this year.
Okay. Well, we were talking about last year.
No, we're talking about this year.
Well, I brought up the PT party, and that was last year.
We're on the topic of last year.
We're on this year's awards.
Okay. What outrageous scene. Are you? That is from this year, the five of us?
Yes.
I feel like that was a long time
take
ago.
Take the goddamn nomination.
No, it was this year.
Don't argue with the man and take the goddamn nomination.
Okay,
so last year, the scene that you're talking about. Outrageous scene. Yeah.
Anna, don't feel bad. I'm nominated for one thing that I'm not going to win.
Okay, it was the... the PT party, right?
PT party, that's what
right.
I said.
And the title that I gave it was Afternoon with the Lewis Carroll Society of Degenerates.
Fuck. I didn't see that.
Yes, you did, because we talked about it.
Oh, my God. I don't remember.
There may have been alcohol involved. I'm just saying.
Probably.
I'm just saying.
No, okay.
Nominated for International All-Girl Scene with
Scarlett Alexis. I know that, but I think also the movie, it doesn't say my direction on it, but for Sinful, for Anna's Vintage Vixens.
That is not nominated yet. Because it didn't come out in time.
I thought it was.
It did not come out in time.
Always next year.
Yeah, next year.
I thought it was for this year, and it was like me and Brittany.
Yeah, the scene.
The scene or not the, like, DVD is out in time.
The DVD is not out in time.
But it was me and Brittany for Best, like, Lesbian International.
You were nominated for the scene with Scarlett Alexis.
Yes.
Yes.
But I know, was it last year's? I know Anna's Vintage Vixens were nominated for something.
No, not this year.
Was it last year then?
No.
Well, then, what am I looking
2025.
At?
2025.
I took screenshots of that because I was really happy for that movie.
I'm looking at it right now. Best Birthday Ever. That's the scene. International All-Girl Sex Scene with you and Scarlett Alexis.
I totally got derailed on what I was bitching about the awards earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think for 2025 that instead of Best Adult Podcast, we should have an actual individual episode.
Oh, yes, yes. I saw your
my rant about that.
You saw your tweet about this, and I went, fuck that. I was like, he thinks that we're going to actually we're going to somehow figure out like the one episode of.
I mean, we pre-nom ourselves. It's just like a goddamn scene. It's all pre-nommed.
Yeah, but fan awards are different. I mean, I don't know. That seems like.
That's the best route. But I know like from that scene, it's not that movie.
No, this scene is not in that movie.
No, but I know that was nominated for something.
I'm just saying, Peter, like,
I understand what you're saying, but
you're like, somewhere. You're like, this is too much work for this bullshit award.
Highly unlikely.
I don't know if it was last year or this year. No,
it couldn't have been because the movie just came out.
Oh, no. I know it has no basis in reality. I know it does. Like many things I tweet, it has no basis in reality. Okay. But I wishful fucking thinking.
It's fine. January
2023. What? January 2023.
What was January?
This movie, and I know that I remember seeing it on some.
Oh, that is definitely within the award.
I know I saw it on some nomination.
Well, not ours.
Oh.
because it was only on one platform. It's got to be on two platforms, and it came out on DVD after the fact.
But I'm just saying, I know it'd be a lot of extra work for you guys. Judging a podcast by everything they put out versus, you know, an individual episode.
I understand, but, you know, it's kind of like a series, you know, like a porn series, you know, like you're not judging like the individual scenes. I mean, we have scene categories, obviously, but.
but Best Adult Podcast doesn't rank nearly high enough. Well, can we at least, you know, disqualify the things that are just set ups for porn scenes?
I would love to do that. I would really, but that's as much as I can say on that topic right now.
That's more than enough. You said a fucking ton right there. We did do this after the awards last year, right?
Did we?
I think so.
Because I definitely bitched about Plug Talk winning last year.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you're like, I pushed that out of my mind.
Okay, oh, there's that one that was.
And it's still going over her fucking scenes. Goddamn.
Well, no, because like that movie, it was either last year or this year.
Anna, I love you, but I hate to bring you. It's not nominated.
Yeah, it's not
nominated. It was for something.
Wait, well, it wasn't AVN either.
I'm going to start my own award show.
Why not? There can never be enough.
Right. I have a serious question though, Peter.
Yes.
Why are the GABNs a separate award show? Like, yeah, sorry for the real question all of a sudden.
Way back in the day, the GABN, the straight side didn't want anything to do with the gay side and vice versa.
Well, I know. I haven't been around long enough to remember that shit, too.
And it just, you know, like it works better as its own show.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's its own audience. It's not like the demographics don't really intersect that much, you know, and people love the GABN show.
Oh.
They freaking love it, you know? So like it's its own thing and it should be its own thing. And it works as its own thing. Like I wouldn't mess with it. Like, I think it's,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's awesome that, you know, it's spotlighted and it's like, oh, hey, this is its own thing. But it's like, on one hand, it feels like a weird kind of separate, but equal type situation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, but it's a completely different audience. You know?
Oh, no, for sure. And also, it's like, it would make the AVN award show like a 10-hour runtime if you would combine both.
Yeah.
Showtime would be like, what the fuck is happening?
I mean, and yeah, like, GABN is entertaining in its own right. I actually, the only GABN awards that I've ever actually, like, been there and watched happen was, I think, the second year during COVID when we did the like streaming version of the awards, and I was there at the studio for the GABN awards, and I was like, wow, this is like the only time I've actually been here to watch the GABN happen, and it was cool. Like, you know, it's its own, like, it's just, it's a very different vibe from AVN. It's just a whole different thing. Like,
what's the vibe? I've never attended, so.
It's just, I mean, it's very gay.
You don't say. Oh my God, you don't say.
But
in surprise to no one.
But it, no, it's fine. It's like, it just, it has a different energy to it. I don't know. Like, I don't really know exactly how to put it into.
So who's the musical guest for the Gavians this year?
I don't know. Question.
You're not involved with like booking the Gavians?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not involved. Really? I'm not involved with booking the Avians.
I thought there's only like three people who work.
Definitely not involved with booking the Gavians.
I thought there's only like three people in the office these days.
Well, there are, but you know, I'm not one of the one of those people who books the actual musical talent for the show. I know there's been like some like blowback a little bit, whatever, but
about the musical guest for the Avians?
Or? Yeah, like I'm excited as hell. Like I.
I tried to facilitate a DM slide between Girthmaster and fucking Iggy, and apparently that didn't work out.
I'm not being like vain, but I know that it was like that was nominated.
I'm trying to find it. I believe you. I think Iggy Azalea is the shit. I've been a longtime fan, and I can't wait. I think it's going to be awesome.
Can't be any worse than some of the other guests or musical guests over the years.
I think she's a huge name. It's going to be great.
No, she absolutely is a huge name, and like, hopefully she shows up on time because there are definitely been other musical guests that were very fucking late.
That's true. I'm not too worried about that, but yeah.
Wait, 2021? Wait, no, that was sexistic. Was it that long ago?
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, Anna is
no,
on a deep dive.
No, I'm just saying, no, I know that it was nominated for things because okay. I took, like, the screenshots.
Okay. Go to Wikipedia. They'll tell you.
Yeah. Wikipedia is not like me because I do too much anal.
Yeah, but they have the award nominees on Wikipedia every year.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. They do.
It was definitely, I'm pretty sure it was for Avian because I don't keep track of anything else.
You know what the saddest thing about the Iggy Azalea thing is that like I've seen some headlines and stuff on like New York Post and places like that where they're like, Iggy's fans are like saying she's desperate because she's doing our show. I'm just like, fuck you guys. Like,
Sorry. She is only doing the biggest award show of a multi-billion-dollar industry every year.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God. Her career is in such a decline.
Right.
Fuck you.
Exactly.
There are so many people that are going to be in the front row that make so much more money a year than Iggy does.
Oh yeah.
Like there are probably some people in the front row who probably make more a month than Iggy does a year.
Exactly.
It's such a weird dichotomy where it's just like, oh, this isn't legitimate entertainment. Like, then why does it make so much fucking money?
That's right.
Anna could crush us with her wallet if she was paying attention.
Oh, no, I could. I am paying attention. I'm just trying to find where I know that was. Like,
I really want to know the answer to what.
Okay, I'll let it go, but I know that it was. Okay, you think it's funny?
No, this is hilarious. Because we have moved on quite a bit from.
Well, I'm not because I really care about me and Brittany.
I understand that.
Well, I care about you too. You're
passionate about it.
And it was. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. I said all of my years are getting blurred too.
It'll only get worse. It will only get worse. I promise
you. Just want to credit it to that, but.
No. I'm just telling you as an old man, it will just get worse.
Yeah.
Like. I blinked. I swear I was 25 like 5 minutes ago.
Exactly.
Only gets worse. Promise you. Mm-hmm. So whenever anything goes wrong, I'm like, it's okay. I'll be dead soon. She wants to watch you be devoured by insects right. While you're covered in honey in your own bile.
That's right.
No. Okay, I'll move on. I just remember calling Brittany. And
you almost said her legal name.
No.
Thank you for not giving me post work. Thank you. Don't need you doxing people on here.
I know. Maybe it was last year. I don't know. One last 1 to 2 years. But all right, I'll leave it be. I'll find it later.
Anna, thank you. No, not for leaving me, for giving us a very drunk show that we haven't, I haven't done a real like fucking barn burning drinking show in a while.
Hell yeah.
And we are doing it right now. Thank you. That is another death stare. Holy shit. I need a drink. Pour yourself one.
International female performer of the year. I feel like it's especially like significant with Anna because she's the only one who's American. And international female performer of the year. I mean,
it's like being the world heavyweight champion.
Yeah, exactly.
Being performer of the year is just domestic. Right. That's like being the intercontinental champion.
You know, that's very nice of you to try to gloss over what I've been looking for. That's very flattering. And you're just like,
I'm not glossing over anything. I'm saying that's a very impressive accolade.
I really appreciate how many double anal scenes I've done.
Anna, how many hot?
Well, maybe that's why you're in the international anal, just international performer of the year.
I would like to know how many double anal scenes I've done, 3 different countries. That would be awesome.
I almost exclusively like look at your own content. For you to be beating out a lot of those girls is fucking impressive.
That is
beating out who?
I don't know who else is on the list.
Of what?
I mean, I could tell you.
You could, but I'm just saying, a lot of the other European performers are very attractive people.
Yes.
So to be...
Well, yo, they're European, of course. Like, they're attractive.
Right.
More than in America.
Right. So I'm saying, for you to be among the nominated ones is a fucking feat.
Exactly.
Again.
You're in good company. You're in rarefied air.
No, but I just want, I know that maybe it's XBiz or something, but I know that was nominated for several things. And it's special to me because it's me and Brittany.
Anna, why are you talking about the side chick in front of Peter? He's wearing an AVN hat. Talk about the side chick.
I don't care. It's
fine. Me and Brittany Bardot are lovers.
No, that's not who.
No,
that's
Brittany.
Not what he's talking about.
Peter got it. It's okay. You can go. Well, I'm not.
You met her last year, didn't you? When she came.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Where was my introduction? What the hell?
Were you in Vegas?
It was in Vegas.
I was in Vegas last year.
Oh, you were. Oh, okay.
For a day.
Oh,
all right.
That was a surprise to me too.
Last year, I wasn't going to go. And then I got FOMO because everyone was there.
Why do I feel like this is coming on again?
Oh, I'm not doing it this year. I'm not doing it this
I feel
year.
Like...
So literally...
My butt is so bony.
Oh, my God.
So when's... Wow, when's
she's got to double up on the...
Well, it's right. Just like...
I should have put her in the leather chair. Wednesday night last year, I saw like everyone was there. That bunch of people I haven't seen in a while. Like... Just texted Gross like, so I'm going to be there tomorrow. Badge.
Right.
And then I showed up. I did a couple podcasts, one of which I just didn't air because it was fucking bullshit.
At the expo?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, I showed up at ABN. I left here at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Would you like to do like a podcast? Well, Spiegler gave me like my pass this year. And like last year I went with Cinematica. But I was only there for a couple hours, and I was going to ask Spiegler if he's cool with me, like, signing a couple hours at his booth, because I haven't done that in, like, 6 or 7 years. I haven't been to any expo.
I bet she'll have a bigger line than, like...
I really fucking doubt it.
Oh, no, I really bet you will.
I really fucking doubt that.
And I hate to break you, you have a very devoted fan base.
I really don't fucking think so, but...
No, believe me. I have your fans commenting on other people's videos on YouTube.
That's,
being like, when is Anna going to be on again?
Well, that's so nice, but it doesn't correlate to like the people that show up. So I really doubt that.
Oh, we'll see.
But I don't think I'm going to have FOMO this year to like show up. Like last year I was a crazy person. I left here at 5 a.m., got to Vegas at about 10, fucking started drinking immediately getting there.
Well, yeah. Last year was kind of special because it was
back to real life.
First back to Vegas.
The year before that. The year before that was special because I picked you up.
You picked me up.
Yo.
Did you body slam Peter?
No.
Are you talking about when I went to the hospital? No, but that was 3 years ago.
Okay, this is why my memory is fucked up. That was three years ago.
I'm saying like this last year was the first post-COVID like back to Vegas year.
Yeah, no, I definitely got some FOMO, but I only showed up for the day. Like, I rolled in on Thursday.
This, like, it just goes to explain. I have no idea when these things.
I only showed up Thursday. I knocked out 3 podcasts. I hung in the media room. I saw some people. I turned around and drove back to LA that night.
Wow.
No sleep.
The only time I've done that, I did that once, which was for Joanna's wedding.
Oh.
Which I wasn't invited to.
Which, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn. That's harsh.
Oh. It is. Harsh. It is. Like, and I don't fault Joanna and Aaron. It's like, they're fucking dead. Like, you have the guest list. My beef at, like, this is what, fucking 7 years after the fact. My beef, honestly, is with my co-host at the time because Draven and Charlotte went. And, like, they lied to me while they were going to Vegas.
Oh, damn.
Like, they're like, oh, we're just going to Vegas.
They lied about
that they were going for Joanna's wedding. And, like, I am always the person, like, it's your fucking day. Like, if you don't invite me, I'm not offended by that. Right. It's your fucking day. Like,
well, I'll never forget. She invited me like a week beforehand or something.
You know? I remember that because it was a week, but I wasn't living there.
It was on Halloween. It was right smack dab in the middle, like while I was like ass deep in nominations.
Hell. I remember that.
Right. And I was like, Joanna, how the hell am I going to like, I'm in the middle of nominations. How am I going to go to Vegas for a day? She was like, oh, I don't know if you don't want to come. I was like, I'll figure it out. And I ended up driving there with Asa Akira. And we went, did the wedding. Did like 5 minutes of the reception, turned around and drove back.
As you gotta do sometimes. Yeah. As you gotta do.
Yeah. That's the only time I've gone to, you know, Vegas and back in one.
Really?
Yeah.
I was very thankful last year, baby, and then I drive a Tesla and I had an autopilot because the car basically did most of the driving back.
Nice.
It was a.
No, I like to drive a car. Fuck you. You think I can't drive a manual? I like to drive a car.
I'm sorry.
All back from an hour and a half ago.
I didn't realize that you knew how to drive a manual.
I learned how to drive when I was like drunk.
I respect. I respect that.
And about to throw up.
I retract my fucking statement window. And I apologize for.
If you're about to drive a shift and you're throwing up, like want to throw up out the window, then
I wholeheartedly apologize for accusing you of not being able.
And how many times have you even used chains going through mountains?
Never.
There you fucking go.
Exactly.
Anna's more of a man than you.
That's correct.
Get down in the fucking mud in the snow. God, you have to put the chains on your fucking tires. That's not fun.
I'm sure it's not, and I don't want to experience it.
Right. We live in LA for a reason. Do not deal with that.
And when I lived here, I took every opportunity to drive back up to Oregon, and I had to go through all those mountains. I remember one year my parents even told me, how do you, like, you're even going to do this? You're going to get snowed in. And, you know, you have to put cardboard under your tires so you can get the fuck out of the drift.
Fuck that. There's planes for a reason.
And I plan to get fucking to my destination when I want to.
Yeah, yeah. When you plan your flight, you get to your destination.
No, I plan my driving.
Fuck that.
See, if you guys have never even had chains on your tires, I don't want to hear about it.
Unlike your idiot fan who accused you of being a good Midwestern girl, I am a good Midwestern boy. So, nope, no tires. It's flat.
Midwestern is flat.
Girl. Right. I don't need chains. I just drift and, you know, slide and kitty litter.
There you go.
Just a little kitty litter under the tires sometimes.
Yep.
And you've never used like cardboard under your tires.
I mean, that's
to get out of a drift.
Yeah, that has happened too.
Yeah. Okay, that's easy.
May have done that once or twice.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like back in Chicago, it was like you just kept a bag of fucking kitty litter in your trunk.
I was with a photographer and like the. Going up into, you know, the Cascadia region, and he did not have, like, snow tires or even chains, and, like, we're going through the mountains, and there's no service, by the way, here.
Of course not.
And he went into a drift, and there's the fucking river here. And the more he tried to drive his car, the more he went into a the drift towards the river. And was the photographer I was with. And we had to wait and flag someone down who thankfully had some cardboard in his truck. But that was, I was like, oh my God, this dude would have been fucked.
And Anna was never seen again.
Except here she is.
But here she is. But I'm talking about alternate timeline.
I would have made it out.
Yeah. Alternate timeline Anna is just discovered on the side of a river and frozen over Oregon. Thankfully, we don't live in that timeline.
Exactly.
She couldn't threaten me with her urine if we lived in that timeline.
It's not a threat at that point.
It's a promise.
It's a blessing.
It's a promise.
No, it's a blessing at that point. If you're stuck in the snow, that's a fucking blessing, and you should appreciate it.
That's right. Everyone should appreciate Anna's urine.
At any time, yes. But that is a specific point. You should.
Except when she eats asparagus. You shouldn't appreciate that.
Yeah.
She has nothing for that. She's just like, yeah, that's accurate.
Whatever.
You'll get me on my pineapple days if you can't appreciate me on my asparagus days.
That never happens.
I don't know. I am not your dietitian. I have no idea what goes in.
Okay, well, then we can go through day by day if you're interested in that.
Please, Anna, for the audience, break down your weekly meal plan for us.
Well, you know, I eat a lot of like dairy and carbs. And then I also, when I go out, I drink a lot of smoothies or like, I don't know, you know, smoothies. Like that's where I get very annoyed with salads because I hate the sound of like a plate with a fork.
Very strange for a vegetarian.
I would rather
the lettuce screaming.
It really is fucking annoying, and I hate iceberg lettuce, which is what like most places have. If you give me like an arugula salad with goat cheese and like, I don't know, vinaigrette or something, I love that. But like, I hate going to a restaurant and there's iceberg lettuce and you're supposed to stab it and you hear the fork scrape across the plate. I fucking hate that. So I would rather get a smoothie with like green juices and everything or get tofu. And actually, my nutritionist in Prague has told me that my levels, I take supplements for iron, and they have told me that my levels are fine, that I'm actually low on carbs, and so that I should focus on carbs.
Wow.
The anti-American diet.
That's the exact opposite of what
I'm that's my Czech diet. That's my European diet.
Right. But the rest of us are like, you should avoid carbs.
I'm 100% I need to not eat carbs.
I'm completely honest with them. If I tell them, it's like I drink a liter of milk per day, and a lot of times I fast because, like, you know, I don't want to eat, like, full things when I'm working. I don't want to get bloated. And so they've given me like nutrition drinks and like some like, you know, supplements. And they've said that this is like what to do. And they're like, honestly, you just need to focus on carbs because my supplements and
how I wish my doctor would tell me you need to focus on carbs.
That is what.
Whoa.
Okay. Peter, so now Peter, I can, I have my medical records. That's honestly what they tell me because I have.
Go ahead.
That is exactly what they fucking tell me.
I believe it. I wish that's what my doctor told me.
Peter, bougie motherfucker, you have a doctor in modern America?
I do.
You bougie motherfucker.
Sorry.
Dude, I'm still on, what is it, this fucking new thing? You grab the handles and you stand on it and it tells you like even like your water weight and fats and mineral content.
I'm not familiar with that. It's electrical resistance, so it measures, yeah.
It's... Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Sadly, this thing. Yes.
Okay.
It didn't give me good results. So
all of my minerals and vitamins are fine. They told me that I'm lacking in like calories and
I'm in my 20s and I'm healthy. Look at you.
No, I'm not fucking healthy. I'm actually lacking in like
carbohydrates. Oh God.
Okay, it's not that fucking easy though. If I try. Peter knows. If I try too hard, I'll get sick.
Yeah.
And I try hard to...
You went to Taco Bell tonight. I don't trust your...
And I've had, like, a little bit, and I had a bit before.
I'm just fucking with you.
It's not actually, it's not that funny. People have, I have very bad scoliosis, and it really affects here towards my stomach, and I'll get very nauseous. It's actually not that funny because I'm not anorexic, I'm not bulimic, but I cannot eat that much that fast. And people always say, like, the slower you eat, you feel that, you know, you feel full.
No, no, your body registers. Yeah. That's how I got fat. I eat really fast.
I can't. No, I can't.
Well, good on you. That's probably healthier that way.
Sorry, that was kind of like a very, like, depressing turn to how I'm trying to eat. But I feel like Peter had seen that, and I'm just saying that my nutritionist says that I need to focus on carbs.
All right. So we're going to take you to the Old Country Buffet.
It's exactly. Without meat.
Oh, yeah. No, just right to the dessert table.
No, I don't like sweet things.
Weird.
Well, I mean, if I'm, like, on my period, then, yo, I like chocolate. Oh. But that's only when I'm on my period.
I want to tell you my other alternate outrageous scene title that I'm super proud of, other than Intestinal Fortitude.
Okay. Yeah, come on with it.
Which is a scene from Kink with London River called The Interrogation.
I love her. She used to live in Portland.
And the title that I
gave The Interrogation. It, oh, I like the sound of that.
The title that I gave it is Waterboard Me So I Know It's Real.
Oh my God. I want to do, I have done so much, like, I read so much about, like, the, like, evolution of, like, interrogation and execution and torture. Oh my God. I would love to do a movie based on, like, that and with, like, different parts of the world. The evolution of torture and when we come into the 21st century. So, like, you guys know about mock executions. Exactly. Yo.
Is that like a mock debate? Mock.
No, trial? No.
Is that what happened on January 6th?
No. Mocks, like mock execution is like a psychological interrogation technique that, like, you know, first world countries use now for terrorists. And it's when they will put on like a mock trial. And, you know, they all condemn them to, like, death row. And they all go through, like, the complete, like, you know, system of it and give them their last meal and everything. And they'll put them in front of, like, a firing row or whatever, the mask. And they basically shoot them with, like, a stun gun. And so they black out and then they wake up. And it's, like, the interrogators are, like, do you have anything to fucking say to us before you go to hell or something, like, in those
words.
And so it's like they think they go through an entire trial and then a fake execution and they think they died and they're going into the afterlife. And that is psychological interrogation that, like, the U.S. is doing right now.
Well, that would be really depressing to not have all those virgins just from a fucking CIA agent.
Well, no, but can you imagine that? Can you imagine? No, it's like a complete mock-up and that's fake horrible execution.
Right?
No, the U.S. has admitted to doing that for
integration. Yeah, we do bad shit sometimes.
Because, you know, it doesn't put any, the thing about torture and, like, interrogation, as long as it doesn't put any physical marks on your body, then it is not humane.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how we got away with waterboarding people for quite some time.
And we are still using that.
Oh, yeah, it's enhanced interrogation, not torture.
It is torture, and interrogation and torture are basically the same
thing. Oh, sorry, I forgot to air quotes that. It's enhanced interrogation.
Yes. No, you should really read about, there's a very good, like Oxford publication about, like, the hand of the Inquisitioner and how they, like, feel like they redeem themselves and how they make terms, like, with what they're doing. And it's very interesting.
And I have a pitch for you for a scene.
What?
Mock execution with the virgins.
Oh, my God.
With virgins.
So, the
you think anyone is going to fucking do that?
Hopefully.
I could probably do that in Prague.
Right, well, because, like, the joke is, like, you know, the martyrs get...
It's not a fucking joke. But, okay, continue.
I mean, it's definitely a joke that people think that there's an afterlife, but yeah.
Well, no, the fact, like, the whole point of this is that they think that they actually fucking died. You go through an entire trial and you get a, like, get hit with, like, a tranquilizer dart, and then you wake up and it's like, you have one last chance to tell us what you know. And it's like, you're in a life death experience. You wake up and you don't know what you're fucking doing.
Right. And that's the setup for the sex.
It's so psychological. And so sex, you want them to wake up and be like, I'm male, female, fuck me. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. It's a horrible idea. It's a horrible idea, but it's unique.
It is. The things that, and this is also, there is like a poem that I've read, and it's just like the amount of torment that humans inflict on other, like, humans. It's just like no other animal on the planet tries to, like, devise ways how we can make someone else feel the most pain, either physically or emotionally. And that's like the fucking people.
Well, the no other animal has blind tribalism like we do, too.
I don't agree with that.
Really?
No.
Why not?
Well, what, like, species or what, like, part of, like, animalia are you talking about?
I don't think anyone else in, like, the animal kingdom is just, like...
No, other people other species a part of animalia, families are completely aware. And they can talk to each other, and they can feel things, even if we don't understand how their nervous system works.
Well, yeah, that was my point. Like, we as humans are consciously aware of stuff, but we are still, like, fighting amongst ourselves for stupid, superficial fucking reasons, and blind tribalism will, like, oh, hey, you're an other, so I'm going to fight you because you're an other.
The only reason that humans are at the top of the food chain is because they use the materials, and I do admit that they have opposable thumbs, they've stood upright as Homo sapiens, that's why, but they only use tools, that have made them the top of the food chain. If they did not have that, then they would be at the very fucking bottom and still, like,
yeah, I think we're solid mid-tier. I don't think we're F tier. I'm just saying. Like, there are definitely things that are lower tier than us.
Look at your fucking fingers and look at your jaws. You're a scavenger.
Duh. Hunter gatherer.
Duh. Oh. You admit it.
Hunter gatherer is like how I look. Oh, that's
whoa. The thing. Oh, careful. Careful.
You can't even reach me though.
Because you're pulling away.
I'm not. I'm right here.
There we go. Hunter-gatherer is like how I like to say it, not scavenger.
This is gonna be
no, a you're a scavenger. You're worse than a fucking, like...
Wow, Anna's now back to insulting me because I haven't drank her urine.
Jesus Christ.
No, it has nothing to do with that. I'm just being honest.
She's obsessed with urine.
I know.
Am I?
Yes.
In multiple years of doing this, I concur. Multiple years of doing this.
Look at this look that she's giving me.
What?
I don't know.
But I hate to do it, guys. You know, we've been doing this for like over 2 hours.
A long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Been a good show, though.
Hi, Anna. Please put your face hole near the mic. That is not near the mic.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to look at you right here.
Well, I'm trying to wrap the show.
Okay, cool. All
right.
I hate to do it. You know, this wraps up the 2024 edition. We're going to call last call on this motherfucker.
It's been a pleasure.
Has it?
Absolutely.
Said with a straight face, even.
He says it with a straight face.
100%.
He's like, I've only been answering business calls for half of this, so.
I'm dealing with business while we're doing this, but, you know, it's been a pleasure.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure.
But before we get you two out of here, remind the people where they can find y'all.
Go first.
At Peter Warren on X.
And you have an Instagram.
Wet Scrog Rex.
And you can go to avn.com and hopefully vote for us for Best Adult Podcast by the time this airs.
Yes, but absolutely by the time this airs, you'll be
By the time this airs, actually, AVN will be over. But
Right.
So hopefully I'll have lost by then.
Whatever. We'll see.
I'm not winning. There's no chance I'm winning.
We know. We know.
Wow, you didn't have to confirm my bias.
Damn.
Fuck, sorry.
Anna is apparently not going to be going on the campaign trail.
I'm losing too. I'm losing too, so.
I doubt that.
I mean, no. I mean, your boats, so don't worry. We're sinking together.
Aw, Anna and I are sinking together. But can you tell them where to find you, Anna, while we sink?
Anna Deville XXX on Twitter. And then Anna is a succubus. Instagram.
Till 2025, everyone. Drink up, motherfuckers.
Great.
Woo!
Nasravi.